This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. 19 people are being transported to the hospital after a large multi-vehicle crash on I-70 near the Eisenhower Tunnel. All eastbound lanes remain closed. Some of the westbound lanes remain closed for medical vehicles. State troopers say the accident occurred just before 3 p.m. this afternoon. It's been snowing for much of the day in the mountains. No fatalities have been reported at this time. One of the country's only lesbian bars is on the verge of closing, but a show of support may buy it some extra time. Denverite's Paolo Shalceda has more.
Sapphic-focused bar and cafe The Pearl opened just last year, taking over the space of revered Denver venue The Mercury Cafe. The business already finds itself in a precarious financial situation. Owners say the business is behind on rent, property tax payments, and more. After announcing it would close at the end of this month, owners instead said they would try to raise $80,000 in a bid to buy some time. As of Monday afternoon, The Pearl has reached its fundraiser goal, and then some. I'm Paolo Shalceda, Denverite.
Colorado's largest theater company has announced its 2026-27 season lineup. Among the titles, the Devers Center Theater Company will produce two original works, the Tony Award-winning musical Once and Shakespeare's The Tempest. Artistic director Chris Coleman says brainstorming shows is a year-round process.
I have a big whiteboard in my office. I've got a category. I'm like classics. I have world premieres, new plays, you know, shows that we've seen in New York that were really resonant.
The season will kick off with Destiny of Desire at the Wolf Theater. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.